Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, August 31st, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct the meeting this evening. We're going to begin with an invocation given by Pastor Scott Kuiman from the Desert Haven Church. And after Pastor Kuiman, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout Tyler Oaks from Troop 514. Please rise for the invocation and pledge.
Lord, we come before you, and we just pray that a sense of your peace can fill this place, the elected officials here and all the public servants can just be filled with just a full knowledge and full understanding, and that you just grace us in an amazing way. In your precious and holy name, amen.
Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor and Tyler. The city of Mesa is fortunate to have so many residents who care a great deal about our community. In fact, we're privileged to have over 200 Mesa citizens serve on one of Mesa's 21 citizen advisory boards and committees. These individuals sacrifice a great deal of their time, talent, and energy in helping to build a better Mesa. The city derives a tremendous amount of benefit and knowledge from the knowledge, experience, and expertise of these civic-minded citizens. Tonight, we'd like to honor 20 of our outgoing board and committee members, each of whom has completed their terms on particular boards, and thank them for their dedicated service. I know that not every outgoing board member is here, and yet we still want to recognize them. I've asked Vice Mayor Jones to read the names of each outgoing member. As your name is read, if you're here, please come to the podium and receive your award, and it'll be my privilege to present you with your award. Vice Mayor Jones.
Thank you, Mayor. Don't see a lot of our outgoing board members here, but as the mayor said, as your name is read, if you're here, please come forward to receive your plaque. First, Michael Clement, Board of Adjustment, July 2003 through June of 2009. Then Vince DiBella, Design Review Boards, beginning in July of 2003. Jeffrey Jarvis, Downtown Development Committee, beginning of service on July 1st of 2003. Then we have Teresa Carmichael, Economic Development Advisory Board, beginning service August 16th of 2007. Conrad Morin, Housing Advisory Board, February 9th of 2006. John Matthews, Human Relations Advisory Board, beginning service July 1st, 2008. Thank you. Then we have Mark Tompert, Human Relations Advisory Board, beginning service May 7th of 2001. Raymond Jones, Human Services Advisory Board, beginning service July 1st of 2003. We have Linda Starr, Human Services Advisory Board, beginning service July 1st of 2003. Marlon Branham, Judicial Advisory Board, beginning in July of 2003. Una McQuarrie, Library Advisory Board, July 1st of 2007. Jill Bonwell, Merit System Board, beginning July of 2003. Hector Benitez, Museum and Cultural Advisory Board, beginning August of 2006. Andrea Soto, Museum and Cultural Advisory Board, beginning service July of 2005. In Sacagawea, Ramona Tecumseh, Museum and Cultural Advisory Board, beginning service July of 2003. We then have Russell Gillard, Parks and Recreation Board, beginning service July of 2003. We have Donna Colhays, Personnel Appeals Board, beginning service of April 2004. Ken Salas, Planning and Zoning Board, beginning July of 2005. Heather Moose, Transportation Advisory Board, beginning July of 2003. Then we have Pat Esparza, Personnel Appeals Board and Planning and Zoning Board, both beginning July of 2006. Once again, applause for all those for their service given.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Jones, and thank you to all of you, those of you who were here tonight, for your service. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. We have one more item. This morning, Councilmember Dina Higgins and I, along with Mr. Brady and several on the city staff, had the privilege of attending a special event out at Special Devices Incorporated here in Mesa, in the northeast part of our town, near the Falcon Field area. SDI is the largest independent supplier of initiators for airbag assemblies. Those are the things that actually make the airbags sort of go off. Explode? Don't want to say that. Deploy, thank you. Much kinder and gentler to deploy than explode. But it really is sort of an explosion. Okay. And the great thing about this is that SDI has gone through some tough times recently, as you can well imagine, with the financial crisis that we've all been going through. SDI's primary line of business is in the serving the automobile industry. And certainly the automobile industry has suffered a tremendous drop in business. And so that caused SDI to not only look at how they did business, but to actually go through a Chapter 11 reorganization. As part of coming out of this reorganization, the company decided to consolidate operations from their California operations in Arizona into a single operation in Arizona. Now, this created several challenges. The one being that you just couldn't shut down and say, you know, wait a second, automotive industry, you know, give us a few weeks to get some things done while we work through the permitting process and get city inspectors out of here, and we'll get back with you later. You just couldn't do this. So they had to continue operating while they were going through the changes and the modifications to their plant that they needed to be able to serve this continued servicing. The other thing is they had to move all this equipment over from the California plant that they were shutting down and install it here in Mesa at the same time that they're doing all the construction and that they're coming online. This created several challenges. Well, the company, noting that these were challenges, asked if we could, here in the city, do some special things for them, in other words, to adjust to their schedule. And they felt so good about what our city staff did in accommodating them and facilitating them in their needs that they invited the city out to present us with a special award. It's a nice little presentation they have there. Specifically, we want to thank some of our staff in our Development and Sustainability Department, who went the extra mile to truly understand what it means to build a better Mesa. As a matter of fact, they wear little buttons that talk about how build a better Mesa starts here in their department. And in this case, this represented several jobs. To date, about 120 jobs have been added in Mesa, soon to be almost 200 positions who will relocate, with several SDI employees actually relocating from California to Arizona. It has helped SDI to get through this very difficult time, and they got very creative in how they did it. Now, once again, we have a responsibility to maintain public health and safety, and we don't take that responsibility lightly. So we had to balance the real requirements of keeping this public safe, from also helping this company to bring jobs to Mesa. And our staff did a wonderful job in balancing those two, so much that the company asked us out to give us this presentation and to thank us for helping. So I'd like department head Christine Zelanka. Ms. Zelanka, you here? Come on up. Need to be recognized. Tammy Albright, Clyde Spillers, Mike Duncan, Don Wilson, and Steve Heather. All those are here. Come up to the front. We'd like to especially, as a council, thank you for your efforts and for working well with this company and for truly helping us to build a better Mesa and creating some really good quality jobs through our efforts. This is truly how government can partner with private industry to make things happen. And thank you so very much for your efforts. Anything to add to that? So Councilmember Higgins knew how all this works. She used to be in the deployment business, the initiator business, right?
That is true.
That is true. Okay. So thank you to all of you. We'll now proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Items 4A, 4B, and 4C have been continued to the September 14th meeting. Item 5A, act on liquor license for Feather Foundation Incorporated one-day charitable event on October 17th, 2009, 12 West Main Street. Item 5B, act on liquor license for Arizona Museum for Youth, 35 North Robeson Street. Item 5C, act on liquor license for Arizona Museum of Natural History, 53 North McDonald. Item 5D, act on liquor license for Valero, 1821 South Country Club Drive. Item 6A, act on term supply contract for disposable medical examination gloves for fire department. Item 6B, act to renew term supply contract for spoken word materials for library. Item 6C, act to renew term supply contract for recapping of tires. Item 6D, act on term supply contract for water meter boxes and lids. Item 6E, act on contract for Desert Sands waterline replacement, $2,215,449.50. Funding's available from the approved fiscal year 08-09 water bond capital program. Item 6F, act on contract for Greenfield Road reconstruction and widening from Baseline Road to Southern Avenue, $6,889,891.80. Funding's available from the adopted fiscal year 09-10 streets bond capital program. In addition, Mesa will be reimbursed $4,837,000 from the Proposition 400 program once construction is complete. Item 6G, act on contract for 2009-2010 crack seal project, $893,022.43. This project funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 transportation operations budget. Item 7A, act on resolution approving airport development reimbursable grant agreement to extend grant number E7S26. Item 7B, act on resolution approving airport development reimbursable grant agreement to extend grant number E7S59. Item 7C, act on resolution approving grant with Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept $50,000 in grant funds for the Click It or Ticket program. Item 7D, act on resolution supporting U.S. Census Bureau to conduct count of all Mesa residents as of April 1st, 2010. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance amending section 1-12-8 of Mesa City Code, authorizing presiding city magistrate to appoint court commissioners. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance Z09-07, 10,617 East Oasis Street, rezoned for recently annexed property. Item 9A, take action on ordinance A08-18, annexing land south of Broadway Road, west of Signal Butte Road. Item 9B, take action on ordinance Z09-15, 8,257 East Guadalupe Road, Suites 9 through 13 for a charter school. Item 9C, take action on ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6 of Mesa City Code to establish and implement an individual residential rental inspection program. And item 10, assign delinquent accounts to collection services, $493,321. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Mr. Christopher, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any council member wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is passed. The next item on the agenda is item 3A, conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for the following annexations. A08-37, annexing land north of Brown Road and west of Ellsworth Road in the Sunrise Heights subdivision, plus or minus 0.15 acres. Any council member wish to say something on this? Any request to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. The next item is annexation A09-03, annexing land located on the northeast corner of Brown Road and Chrisman Road, plus or minus 5.78 acres. Any comments from the council? Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. That finishes our agenda, but I'd like to mention one thing before we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Crocker, thank you, Vice Mayor. That's why we keep him around. He keeps us straight. Any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
See, I knew that. Not. Thank you so very much. I wanted to get to this next one, which is, before we go, I'd just like to, on behalf of the city and its residents and this council, tell the family of Captain Corey Jenkins how proud we are of them and how much we feel their pain. Captain Jenkins was killed in Afghanistan, and he is the, depending on the count, about the 12th, I believe, member of the armed forces from Mesa who has been killed in either Afghanistan or Iraq since the Operation Enduring Freedom began. And our hearts go out for Captain Jenkins, his wife, his newborn child, who's, I think, 9 weeks old or so, and his family. And tell him how much, as a city, we appreciate the service of all our service individuals, but certainly the ones who give their lives. This is the second member of the armed forces that has been killed since I've been mayor, since this new council took office a year ago with Marine Lance Corporal Juan Lopez Castaneda last year. And, you know, there's not a whole lot I believe we can do as a community that truly or adequately can thank these brave individuals for putting themselves in harm's way for to protect our freedoms. We will try to remember them. We will honor them always. As a city, we will begin the practice of, and starting tomorrow, of lowering our flags across the city and city buildings to half staff to honor them. And I know this is a small thing to do, but we just want the families to know how much we appreciate them for the members of their families who truly are heroes, and let them know that our thoughts and prayers are with them. And Captain Jenkins, thank you so very much for your sacrifice and for all that you did to serve us. So with that, I have a motion to adjourn by Vice Mayor Jones, a second by Council Member Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.